Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Way That I See It. My name is Lucy Superfox, and this is my podcast. So in this week's episode, I'm going to talk about investing in yourself and what that means, what that looks like, what some of the challenges are, why it can feel so hard and so weird, and really just share with you my kind of evolution of my journey in investing in myself and what that's looked like at different seasons of my life. So first things first, it can often feel really unsafe and really weird for us to invest in ourselves, whether that is, and by the way, let's just clarify, that could mean buying yourself a new journal, buying better fitting clothes, even though the ones you've got now are fine, buying better quality food. It could mean buying that book, or it could mean having that time away or that spa day. It could mean investing in a program or a course. It could mean upgrading your qualifications. Like, I'm talking about all the things, right? Because this is the main reason that people don't change, is because they don't change, right? And usually the reason we don't change is because we've not actually taken any action in our outward environment to change, because we expect that the outward environment is going to change and then we'll change as a result. And it's the complete reverse of that. So investing in yourself can feel quite hard and quite weird and almost like unsafe. And the reason for that is most of us are absolutely carrying a belief and a wound of I'm not good enough. And the thing is, I used to think maybe it was just me. And the more I talk to people, the more I work with my clients, the more I share this podcast, the more I connect with all of you on social media, the more you tell me you feel the same. Now, I don't think there is one perfect way to raise a child, and I'm not a parent, so I'm not here to talk about parenting. But what I can tell you is most of us are dealing with some kind of wound around not feeling good enough, not feeling seen, not feeling heard, not feeling validated. And the challenge is, whilst those are running the show, and we let them run the show, they will always run the show. So if we're looking to shift something in our environment, in our life, whether it's our abundance, our body, our business, our relationship, our friendship circles, whatever, we're going to have to change something. And one of the biggest ways to do that is to start prioritizing your self-care and your well-being and or your growth and development, depending on what your goals are for 2024. So if your goals are well-being goals, then you might be prioritizing investing in a fitness coach or a personal trainer, or investing in a plan or an app. You might be investing in better quality food. You might be investing in stuff to help you. You know, I've talked a lot about the gut here. You might be investing in some gut health supplements to help with methylation and your energy production, or you might be investing in better quality pillows so that you can sleep better. Like, the list is endless, but the reason it feels weird, or the reason it feels like, oof, not a priority, versus the thing that you love to spend money on, and that looks different for everyone. For me, it's anything from Kurt Geiger. I'm such a Kurt Geiger whore. The reason that that feels easy and desiring, like, oh, and then maybe investing in yourself feels like not a priority, it feels expensive, it feels like, oh, I'm not sure that's the right thing to do, is honestly because that's the thing that's going to make the difference. And usually it is a lack of self-worth and a lack of feeling good enough that's driving the show. Usually the reasons that we give are very practical, logical reasons, like, I can't afford it. But I once heard someone say, can you afford not to? So for example, if you're not sleeping because the shit quality pillows or shit quality mattress, that's going to be affecting your entire life experience. Every single day of your life, you're going to be feeling like shit. You're going to have poor sleep. Like, sleep is everything to the nervous system. The nervous system is how we run, live, and operate. If you are not a well-slept person, sorry to all the new mums out there, then that is going to be having an impact on your energy, your vibration, your outward experience, how you deal with your clients, how you look after your family, like, whatever it is, your productivity. So can you afford not to get the new pillows? Can you? You know, if you're saying you can't afford a gym membership or making a stride in your kind of wellness journey, can you afford to get sicker? Can you afford to load your gut with more toxins and processed food? Can you afford to get any fatter? Like, can you afford to get less fit? Can you afford to make your body more sluggish? Can you? I can't afford personal development. Can you afford to stay where you are mindset-wise? Can you afford to keep doing what you've been doing and keep getting what you've been getting? Is that making you happy? Is it bringing you joy? Is it creating abundance? Whatever your goals are, can you afford not to? And I think that's one of the things that I've done, is really pivoted over the last few years. And when I'm spending money, is rather than thinking, can I afford it? Is thinking, can I afford not to? Can I afford not to invest in this program? Can I afford not to go on this trip? Can I afford, and again, everyone's driven by different things, guys, but can I afford not to miss that party, or, you know, whatever it is? And you've got to figure out what that is for you. But right now there are, you know, and I say this, there are three steps I really believe to kind of changing and creating your kind of next level or dream life in 2024. And the first of those would be getting really fucking clear about what you want. I mean, that's kind of obvious, guys, right? It's like tap into the desire. I've said this a thousand times, but most of us are living life based on should, expectation and obligation. And again, maybe you're not investing in something because you're investing in something that you shouldn't, you should be investing in. Like maybe you're not spending the time on your personal development because you're spending the time watching Netflix with the husband because you feel like that's, you're supposed to spend time with your husband. Honey, watching Netflix isn't quality time with your husband. So I think what I want you to really do is get really, really, really clear on what you want. The second thing is you've got to figure out what is the needle mover? What's the one significant activity that if you did would move the needle forward towards your goals? And that usually is one thing. So for example, if it was a fitness goal, it might just be you increasing your steps. If it was an energy goal, it might just be you increasing your water intake. If it was a energy goal, it might be sleep, you know? There's normally one thing. And by picking one thing, you make it really easy for yourself. So in fact, I'm going to challenge you all right now, in line with your goals. What is the one thing you could do that's really small, right? Maybe it does have cost, but maybe it's a low cost thing. What is the one small low cost thing that you could do to move the needle forward towards your goals? And it is small, right, guys? Like, I'm not talking about a big leap here. Big leaps are for people who are ready to quantum leap. They're sick of where they are. They're ready to go for that. They know their potential. They know they can do it. They're, you know, got beliefs and anchors holding them back, but they're actually ready to go. And that there's a level of readiness that comes with when you're ready to quantum leap. And normally it's preceded by a period of frustration and a period of like, why isn't this working? So, you know, a good example is weight loss. When I was a prep coach, I'd have clients that were, you know, not losing weight for like 8 to 10 weeks. And I would know the quantum leap was coming. I would know, and it's actually called whoosh theory when it's to do with your body. But I would know the body was just holding on and holding on and holding on. And then week 11, boom, they'd have lost, you know, 5 kilos. And it's not because they lost 5 kilos in that final week. It's because the body finally released and said, oh, right, you want me to be thin. Uh-huh, okay, got it. Because if you've been holding that body fat for a long period of time, the body's going to sustain that and be whole. Basically, what happens is the body empties the fat cells as it burns it for fuel and then basically fills them up. Doesn't fill the fat cells with water, let's be clear. I'm no scientist here. But basically what it does is basically increase the cell volume of other cells in the water so that almost you feel heavier and you don't look better. And then what happens is when the body finally realizes, and normally through a mindset shift, that you actually want to pursue this, that you want to be slimmer, or this is something that you're going to be able to sustain, the water drops and then the weight comes off. So it's the same thing with a quantum leap in business. Like normally a quantum leap in business is preceded by a long period of frustration because you feel like you're ready to go to the next level. But normally if we're not already at the next level, there is some kind of belief, some kind of anchor, some kind of something holding us back. And this is why it's really important to invest in yourself, and whether that is a small thing, a big thing, but prioritizing yourself in 2024 is the thing that is going to get you to your next level life, whatever that looks like, whether it's body, money, business, doesn't matter. Is choosing to invest in yourself in some capacity is the way to do that. So like I said, step number one for getting to your next level, whatever that looks like, is number one, decide what you want and do it from desire. Number two is to work out what the needle mover is. What's the one thing you could choose? And then number three is embodiment. And this is my top tip for manifesting, my top tip for changing your life, my top tip for changing your mindset is embodiment. And I actually do a whole kind of masterclass on this inside the 6-week shift, because it is one of the most misunderstood concepts. A lot of people talk about, imagine if you were already a millionaire and imagine if you were already slim. And the truth is the conscious mind can only imagine what it has seen or experienced. So if you used to be slim, it can imagine it based on a past reference, but likely will attach all the limiting beliefs you had at that time or all the people that were in your life. And it won't feel like a positive future experience. So there's a difference between imagining something that's already happened and using images and references you've seen, and then envisioning a future version of you and stepping into them. And so I do there's a whole bonus section inside 6-week shift specifically on embodiment. Because when you can step into your future self, whether it's the way they think, the way they feel, the way they act, and actually like be in that, and it's not make-believe, it's not spending 15 grand in a day because that's what your millionaire self would do. Like, it's not about the big things. It's about the way you feel in yourself. And if you can master that, if you can master who she is or who he is in the future, and then take the steps to become that person by doing the mindset work, by doing the body work, by news needle moving activities over time and compounding one on top of the other, you will get there. And then your next level will happen. But the reason it eludes most people is, one, their programming. So they're programmed to believe they're a certain type of person, so therefore their identity. And number two is likely because it either feels pointless or you actually don't believe you can achieve it. So therefore, why would you do it? Like, people believe that's self-sabotage. I'm like, no, that's just logic. Like, if you don't believe you can achieve it, why would you do anything? Like, it makes total sense. There are things in my life I'm not currently doing or currently pursuing because I actually hold some negative beliefs about them. And look, guys, I'm a human being. I have human fears. I have human experiences. I have a human mind, right? I'm subject to programming. I also have ADHD. I have a shit ton of lower T trauma that I'm still working through. Like, we all do. And the difference is that I just prioritize what I believe is the thing I really want and what I choose the needle movers to be. And I focus on those things. And then I think about who that person is. You know, if I was already there, what would I be doing? How would I be feeling? How would I be speaking? What wouldn't I be doing? And sometimes asking yourself, what wouldn't I be doing, is actually a more powerful question. So I think if you are struggling to actually make a change, potentially look at it as like a future investment. Look at it as if you put money, I don't know if you guys put money in a pension. I'm quite boring. I have money in a pension. I don't have stocks and shares yet. That's a little bit out of my mental remit, but I've been there. I've met with a financial advisor. But, you know, planning for your future life, right? Thinking ahead, projecting on where you want to be 5 years, 10 years from now is actually really difficult if, number one, you have trauma, whether that's lower T or capital T. So I talked about this before, but lower T trauma is kind of just like really stressful situations to the nervous system, situations where we felt unsafe as children. That could be parents arguing. It could be our wishes weren't listened to. It could be that we were maybe had neurodiversity in school and actually just tried to modify ourselves so much to fit in that we never felt like ourselves. And that makes us feel unsafe. A capital T trauma would be an event. It would be things like PTSD. So where was I going with that? There was a thread there. I'm sure there was a thread. If you're watching this video, you're watching my eyes search my brain going, what was the thread? And I bet you're all shouting now. You're like, this was the thread, Lucy. This was the thread. See, guys, I'm totally real. But anyway, I was talking about where you're going. Yeah. So if you find it difficult to imagine in the future, that's really normal, like really common, better word, really common, because it's difficult to imagine something we've never seen. And especially if your nervous system doesn't feel safe to receive those future things. So this is why doing it in like chunks and steps and thinking about you 3 months from now, you 6 months from now. And this is why a lot of people in the weight loss world, you know, they, if let's say they're overweight, that, you know, unhealthily overweight, they're in the situation where they're miserably unhappy with themselves. A lot of the reasons those people don't change is because seeing themselves as slim, fit and healthy is so far from what their conscious mind and their subconscious mind can even possibly comprehend. That's why, you know, doing a 12-week plan and getting started just feels like pointless, because they're like, but I can't see the end result. It'd be like not starting a business because you don't see how you'll get to a million. Like, it kind of makes sense. But at the same time, we have to remember it's not about the end result. It's about the process, because the process is where we create the result. We don't create the result without the process. And that's exactly the same thing when it comes to manifestation, when it comes to your body, when it comes to your business, when it comes to personal development. Like, it's all the same thing. Now, let me just check my notes. I actually wrote notes for this podcast, guys. So, yeah. Yeah, so I talked about can't afford it. Yeah, the other two things I want to talk about. So one of the other things, the biggest objections people have to investing in themselves, whether it's body, money, business, fitness, whatever, is they don't have time. Now, if you don't have time now, where do you think miraculous time in the future is going to come from? Now, of course, there is always practical elements to this, like, oh, I don't have time in the summer holidays because the kids are off and then they go back in September. Sure thing. And this is where you need to become a ninja in the windows where you don't have your kids for the things that matter and that you want to prioritize, so that when you have those seasons, you can be fully present with them. So I'm not talking about those practical moments. I'm talking about when we're not creating time for the things that we know are going to transform and improve our life. So a great one is fitness goals. You know, I don't have time to go to the gym. Do you have 20 minutes at home where you could do some squats and some push-ups and run on the spot? You know, can you make that 20 minutes? Can you get up 20 minutes earlier? Can you go to bed 20 minutes later? Can you fill that 20 minutes in your lunch hour and go for that? Maybe your needle mover is not workouts to begin with. Maybe it's a 40-minute walk on your lunch hour. Like, thinking about how we can create time or shift time. And actually, maybe one of the next workshops I'll do is on time. Time management, prioritization, and energy management, because it's one of the workshops I actually teach a lot, is energy management, time management, and prioritization, because people have in their head that it's a very linear and logical process. And actually what it's about is about looking at where you're spending your energy and where you could cut that cake differently. And I talk about an energy cake. So definitely drop me a DM if you would love to see that as one of my next workshops, and I'll get that recorded for you guys. So if you like, we don't have more time. Like we don't all have the same 24 hours in a day. Like no one's going to repeat that mistake that was made when that person said it, but we all have 24 hours in a day. And so how you cut that 24 hours, even if there are obligations, even if there are commitments to other people, the time that you do have for you, you're going to have to cut differently. And if you're not investing in yourself enough to have time for your personal development or your workouts or your nutrition or whatever it is, you are going to be running on empty. And then burnout is probably going to be inevitable. We're all living highly stressed lives. We're all working multiple careers or working a lot of hours or doing more than you used to do, right? Like that's pretty common right now. And that's because the world is changing and shifting. We're in a period of transition. I really believe 2024 is going to be a period of massive transition in the world of business, in the world of fitness, in the world of coaching, in the world, in all industries, as we transition AI in, as we bring human roles to something different, as we, you know, people evolve and change. We're in the post-pandemic healing era. I talked about this on last week's podcast. I really think authenticity is a big thing right now. So a lot is shifting and changing. And if you aren't going to put yourself at the center, or at least create time and space in some capacity for yourself, nothing in your life is going to change. And I hate to be the person that says that to you, but you come here for realness. You come here for me to be authentic. And I'm telling you, if you change nothing, nothing changes. Like, it's factual. Things might marginally gain, but if you are someone that is sick of where you are, you're frustrated, you're in that period of frustration, you are going to have to do something different. And it isn't going to happen on Monday, and it isn't going to happen next week, because it's then you're saying it's always in the future, and it has to happen right now. And that's a top manifesting tip, is not thinking about where you're going to be in the future and placing that person in the future. It's placing that person inside your mind right now, inside your body right now. Okay, so that was point number two. So point number one was, can you afford not to? Point number two is, you're going to have to create the time. And point number three is, a lot of people ask, what if it doesn't work? So whether that is starting a fitness journey, following a fitness plan, you know, use fitness because we're a time of year, right? We're January. Whether it's starting a business, whether it's using some products, whether it is investing in a coaching program or a course or something or a qualification, what if it doesn't work? But what if it does? So fear and faith are exactly the same thing. They're belief. So fear is belief in the negative. It's belief in the unseen. It's belief that something bad is out to get you, or something negative is going to happen. And faith is belief that something positive is going to happen and it's all good. They're exactly the same emotion. One is just choosing the negative and one is just choosing the positive. So you get to decide which one you choose in, because from a manifestational point of view, whatever you get behind is what will be created. From a vibrational point of view, I can tell you that faith is a much higher vibration than fear. And in terms of how you act and behave, in terms of how your conscious and subconscious minds are going to work together, when you're in faith, you're going to move towards something with momentum and energy. When you're in fear, you're going to procrastinate and sit still. So you get to decide if it's going to work. It's not the thing that works. It's you decide if it gets to work by how you work it and how you show up. Now, a fun story for you. I actually invested in a program. It was quite a while ago now, maybe 6 years ago. I invested in a program that cost me multi-thousands, and I never logged on. Because what had happened was that I kind of went, it was like a, I'm not even, do you know what? It's actually irrelevant what it was in. I was with two other friends. We'd been to this big seminar. We invested three ways and we were going to share the logins because it wasn't personal, if that makes sense. And I never, ever used it. And the reason I didn't use it was because I never really wanted to do it. But the lesson that I learned from that was worth the investment. And that was, trust your gut. Stop trying to fit in. You don't need other people to approve of you. Somebody else's ideas are not better than yours. And for me, that was the lesson I took from that, that was absolutely worth the multi-thousand investment. So even though that program never worked for me because I never used it, it still worked because it gave me a sense of self-awareness that then changed the direction of my entire career, because I started to trust myself and know that what I had to say was important and that my intuition was right and that I was being led and I was being guided and I was able to build faith in the direction of my next level, whatever that looked like at the time, rather than thinking that the answer was in someone else, right? And look, I am a big believer in investing in programs, guys. I talk all the time about, you know, the thousands I've invested in programs to become a better coach, to learn more about X, to learn more about Y. Because I genuinely know that if somebody knows something better than me, even 10% better than me, I'm going to invest in that because I'm going to speed up my process. I'm going to speed up manifestation. I'm going to speed up growth. I'm going to move myself from someone making marginal gains to massive quantum leaps. Because I normally know when I'm frustrated, it's time to invest. Because at that point, I'm actually open to receive information to speed up the process and move me forward. So I hope you found this clarifying around what investing in yourself really looks like. Can be small, can be big, but under those three steps of desire, needle moving activities, and embodiment, you can go anywhere. And if right now you are that person that's feeling frustrated, that's ready to go, that knows your potential, that's like, I'm ready to go to the next level in my business, in my mindset, in my energy, in my confidence, I just feel stuck, I've been here for ages, it's time to freaking go, I am ready, the 6-week shift is open for enrollment. This is my 1-to-1 6-week coaching program with 6 modules, 6 bonuses, 6 1-to-1 calls with me over a kind of 6 to 12 week period. We moved to bi-weekly after module 3 because they get pretty big. And it's really designed for people who are ready to go. They are like, they know my potential, but I've been stuck for ages. I'm just frustrated. I'm ready to move forward. And we channel and basically customize that program specific to your goals. And it's really designed to do that. I finished kind of an intake end of mid-December. And I won't be opening this course again until the end of 2024. So I decided to run this enrollment now just based on my calendar and my diary. So if you are someone that like knows you're ready, you're like, I'm ready, Luz. I'm ready to change. I'm ready to transform. I'm ready to take my business to the next level. I'm ready to rise up my income level. Then this is the only way to work with me 1-to-1, other than my workshops, of course. This is the only way to work with me 1-to-1 on a 1-to-1 basis. So don't miss out. This is the cheapest the plan will ever, 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 ever be. I am a big believer in raising your prices as you raise the value and you raise your own value, you know, and I'm investing in myself so much right now. The person that I am becoming, I will be a wholly different person, you know, 6 months time. And I always pay that forward. So if you want to get this program now, this program is my signature program. It's the program that I basically created out of thin air in 2017. It evolved a few times and then reverted to the name of 6-week shift, but the content has completely changed. But really the framework looks the same in terms of how I've built it. And I'm in love with this program. I think it's the best thing I've ever created. And yeah, I just cannot wait to see you inside. So there are only 7 spaces remaining at the time of recording on the 14th of January. Enrollment closes on the 24th. It will be a hard stop at midnight on the 24th. And if you are already enrolled or enroll in the next few days before, then module 1 and access to the call information and the bonuses is already inside. So you can find all the information about the 6-week shift at lucysuperfox.com/6. And don't forget, you can unlock my free next level shifts training at lucysuperfox.com/shifting. I'll pop both links in the show notes, but don't forget that the shifting free training also expires on the 24th of January. So I hope this episode helped. I hope it resonated. That was the way that I see it, and I'll see you on the next episode.